Your name and role.
I'm Ken Livingstone and I'm Labour's candidate for Mayor of London against the evil Boris Johnson.
Well put. Who is the most famous person on your mobile?
Well, that would be Ed Miliband, because we need to be able to get in touch with each other rapidly when I screw up.
Fair enough. Which TV box sets would you take with you to a desert island?
I've got so many. I mean, I can't stand adverts on TV, so I usually wait till things come out in a box set. I've just finished watching all the Frays all 11 years.
Yeah.
But I have so many to choose from. Battlestar Galactica, perhaps, or... Oh, no. There's The Wire, The West Wing. Oh, God, it's so much to choose.
So much choice.
Yeah. West Wing, I imagine.
All right, The West Wing. What is the most listened to album on your iPod?
Well, I've got the record collection I assembled as a young man in the 1960s and 1970s. So I suppose the thing I've listened to most over the course of my life has been Love, a band that Arthur Lee, the lead singer in the band, died a few years ago. But it's the Love's album, which was, I think, one of the 10 best albums of all time.
Good stuff. This week or Newsnight?
Newsnight.
Have you ever been to Benidorm?
I think I was once in a village overlooking it, but I was drunk at the time, so I can't remember.
Have you ever seen the programme Benidorm?
Didn't that fold after a while?
No, it's still going.
Oh,
amazingly.
Is it still going? Oh, right, right. No, I haven't.
What's your favourite takeaway?
Chinese.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Well, it would be a very old brandy when I can afford it.
Good stuff. Do you ever Google yourself?
No.
Never?
Never at all. I mean, very often my staff come in and say, you need to see this and need to see that. But if I've got a few minutes spare, I like to read a book or potter around in the garden.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Describe yourself in 5 words.
The last great hope of humankind.
What a modest answer.
Well, it's 5 words. I mean.
Yeah. X Factor or Strictly Come Dancing?
Strictly Come Dancing, but I'm not. I mean, I catch Strictly Come Dancing because my daughter and my wife like watching it. I got invited to go on it. They sounded me out.
Really?
After I lost the election of mayor, but my dancing skills are zilch. I would have been a complete idiot on it.
You weren't tempted then?
I was tempted by it. I mean, dread to think what you get paid for it, but no, I would have made myself look a complete fool.
Okay. Football or rugby, and which team?
I have never had any interest in sport. I was the smallest, runtiest boy in my school, and I was last everything sporting, so I had no interest in it. And I went to a cricket match in 1972 and fell asleep at the Oval.
Okay.
And then I ended up bidding for the Olympics, helping Wembley Stadium get built, the Arsenal Stadium, getting the Tour de France going. Like half my job as mayor was sporting things, but I'm the least sporty person you ever saw.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of conference.
Well, as long as the sun stays out.
Agreed. Thank you.
We'll just take a picture with you, Ken, and then it downloads to Twitter.